This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Eighth day of Bharat Dasai Festival, Maha Ashtami today. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Themilsina leaves for Angola to attend IPU General Assembly. Earthquake felt in Kathmandu today morning. Thrivan International Airport comes into full-fledged operation for the first time in 73 years of establishment. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returns home from self-imposed exile. Now the news in detail. Hindus throughout the country are observing the eighth day of the Bharat Dasai festival as Maha Ashtami today by worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. On this day, people offer special worship to goddesses Mahakali, Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati. This day of the Dasai festival is considered a special day when the goddess Durga attained power according to Vedic rituals. On the occasion, people perform religious rituals at the Dasai ghars and armories and offer worship to goddesses at various shrines by offering sacrifices of different animals. Devotees throng various goddess shrines in the Kathmandu Valley from early morning today for offering worship and sacrificing goats and ducks. Various goddess temples throughout the country are offered worship by sacrificing goats, ducks and roosters. Special Durga Puja worship and prayer ceremonies are held at the Dasai Ghar. People also worship weapons, vehicles and machines. Those who do not sacrifice animals offer sacrifices of various vegetables and fruits in place of animals. Also on this day, a special Kalratri worship is held at midnight at the Dasai Ghar of Hanuman Dhoka in the federal capital. An earthquake was felt in the federal capital Kathmandu at 7:39 a.m. this morning. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Themilsina left for Angola yesterday night, leading a 9-member delegation to attend the 147th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union to be held in Luanda on 23rd October to 27th October. Chairperson Themilsina is scheduled to address the IPU Assembly on behalf of the Federal Parliament of Nepal. Thrivan International Airport, the country's first international airport, is now operating at full capacity for the first time in its 73 years of establishment. According to the TIA office, Nepal's busiest airport has seen a significant increase in flight operations for the past few days. Previously, the airport used to handle around 90 two-way flights daily, but the number has now increased to 110 to even 113. TIA General Manager Pratap Babu Tiwari said the airport was providing services to 16 to 17,000 passengers each day since the day of Ghatasthapana, which was on October 15th. On October 16th, the airport witnessed a record-breaking 113 international flights, the highest number of daily operations in its history. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendkaji Shrestha is recuperating. Shrestha is receiving treatment at Peking Union Medical College in Beijing after suffering a mild heart attack on the 18th of October. Minister Shrestha's personal secretary, Suresh Kaji Shrestha, said Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha started walking normally inside the hospital from yesterday. The Deputy Prime Minister was hospitalized due to chest complications as he had been in Beijing to attend the Third Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation. Doctors have advised the public to be careful of their food choices during the festive season. They prescribe for limiting the intake of meat products, alcoholic beverages and sugary foods during the Dasai festival. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has flown home from self-imposed exile ahead of general elections. The BBC said when he was last in Pakistan, Sharif was serving time for corruption, but he was allowed to leave jail on health grounds in November 2019. Now it appears the military is prepared to welcome back the man it toppled in a coup. and he could even end up being the Prime Minister once again. The three-time former Prime Minister has spent the past 4 years in London after securing bail to leave jail in an air ambulance for medical treatment. He's been stepping up his political engagement since 2022, when Imran Khan was ousted in a parliamentary vote of no confidence. In 2007, he and fellow opposition leader Benazir Bhutto struck a historic deal with the military to take part for the first time in elections since the 1999 coup that had unseated him. Now a sports update. In a match held under the triangular T20 series yesterday, Nepal defeated Hong Kong by 79 runs, advancing to the finals. In the match held at the Mulpani Cricket Ground, Nepal gave a target of 214 runs for Hong Kong in the allocated 20 overs. And in reply, Hong Kong could manage only 134 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the 20 overs. For Nepal, Somapal Kame, Karan Kesi and Lalit Rajbangsi took 2 wickets each, and Dipendra Aire and Pratish JC took a wicket each. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Eighth day of Paradasain festival, Maha Ashtami today. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina leaves for Angola to attend IPU General Assembly. Earthquake felt in Kathmandu today morning. Thriven International Airport comes into full-fledged operation for the first time in 73 years of establishment. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returns home from self-imposed exile. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.